Welcome to the Gregory Dickow Podcast.
Oh, I've been waiting for this day. Welcome to day 29 of our Fast from Wrong Thinking, 2021 Fast from Wrong Thinking. We're on day 29, and this is one of the most powerful, most potent thoughts that that I feel like we need to take control of, take captive, get our arms around. The thought that says, I feel stressed out. Or just the feeling of being stressed out. Today, we're going to conquer it. Today, we're going to take it captive, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. In other words, Jesus' obedience on the cross has already provided rest for us, victory for us. And so we're taking every thought that tells us we don't have the victory, every thought that tells us that we don't have rest, we're taking those thoughts captive. They have to submit to the finished work of the cross. That's what it means to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We're not making our thoughts obey him as much as we're making our thoughts come into agreement with Christ's obedience. His obedience makes us righteous. His obedience made us children of God. What he did on the cross, his obedience through his whole life and then his death on the cross brings us salvation, gives us freedom, brings us peace, brings us rest, brings us deliverance, brings us all of God's promises. That's what we're taking captive, the thought that says Jesus Christ's work on the cross wasn't enough. That thought, those are the thoughts that we're taking captive. So when we feel stressed out, we have to remember that we can dismantle it. And it all starts with realizing that Jesus said, come unto me all that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So take the rest, take the gift of rest that Jesus offers. And when it comes to overcoming stress, we need to also know that the Prince of Peace lives in us. He lives in you. The Prince of Peace lives in you. Colossians 1:27 says, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Peace comes from the presence of God, and his presence is in you through the blood of Jesus. Remember, people forget sometimes what God has already told us is that God lives inside of us. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He says, glorify God in your body. Therefore, what does it mean to glorify God in your body? Glorify God in your body by declaring that he did enough, that Jesus did enough, that Jesus was enough, that Jesus' work on the cross was enough. That's what glorifies God in your body. Like, embrace, let your body agree with what Jesus has already done. Let your body agree with, let your words agree with, because the mouth controls the body, the tongue controls the body. So let your body agree by having your tongue agree with Jesus did it all. That's going to bring you so much peace. Do you know that you're already in God's presence and his presence is already in you? We don't enter his presence by singing. We can enjoy his presence through our singing, but nobody can sing enough to get into the presence of God. Nobody is that good. Nobody can sing great enough to earn a right into God's presence. His blood gives us the right into his presence. Boy, let that wash over your mind right now. As you attack this day, as you go forward in this day, I want you to realize the Prince of Peace lives in you. Therefore, you're going to have peace. You're going to have rest. Stress is going to bow its knee. You know, I love the scripture. I was thinking about the scripture the other day that Jesus said to his disciples after he rose from the dead. He said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Last time I checked, the world hadn't ended yet. I know a lot of people predicted it's going to end, but it hasn't ended yet. Boy, when you get a hold of that, he said, I am with you always, even till the end of the world. And he doesn't even say, and at the end of the world, I'm going to leave you then. He's saying, even if you outlive this world, he will never leave you, and he will be with you always, even to the end. Boy, to the end of the world. You know, sometimes we think, he's not going to be with me till the end of this week, but he will be with you till the end of this week, till the end of this month, till the end of this year, till the end of the universe. He's going to make a whole nother world. He's never going to leave you. He said, and I will be with you always. Wow. I love that promise. I was telling the Lord, I think you sometimes just need to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for this promise. Let's just thank him right now. Lord, thank you for the promise. Heavenly Father, thank you that you're with us always. Jesus, thank you that you're with us always, even to the end of the age. You're with us by your Holy Spirit. You're with us with your promises. You're with us with your presence. We're in your presence. We can come boldly to the throne of your grace. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know what's happening right now? Your blood pressure is becoming normalized. You know what's happening right now? Your body is beginning to cooperate with God's word right now. Your body is coming in line. Your mind is coming in line. Your day is coming in line with the word of God. Well, that'll deliver you from stress every time. Whew. And you know what? No matter what it looks like, we are going to the other side. You know, we started in 2020 with this pandemic. And I think the first thing that I began to talk about was we're going to the other side. We're going to the other side. We're going to get to the other side of this thing. You know what? You're going to get to the other side of everything that you're in. And why? Because remember, what delivers us from fear delivers us from stress. Take inventory. What's inside of your boat? What did they have in their boat? They had the presence of God. They had the promise of God. They had the power of God. They had all of that in their boat. So what were they afraid of? You have all of that in your life right now. So what is there to be stressed out about? Relax. Take a deep breath. Selah. The Bible says pause. Think on that. Let your mind rest on the reality that you have God's promise. You have God's presence. And you have God's power. You have his promise. All of his promises are yes and amen. But you have the promise that we're going to the other side. Jesus said to his boys, we're going to the other side. Guess what? We're going to the other side. You're going to make it. I want you to know, you know what delivers us from stress is certainty. Sometimes even when that certainty is negative, it frees us from stress because at least we know the answer. At least we know what it is. At least we know what the issue is. You see what I mean? Is there's a certain stress that grows inside of us through uncertainty. So I want you to be certain of something today. We're going to the other side. We are going to the other side, and you are going to make it. I want you to be certain right now. You're going to make it. Say that. I'm going to make it. Say, I'm going to the other side, and I am going to make it. Whether it's your healing, whether it's through a financial crisis, whatever it is, you're going to make it. Say that again. I'm going to make it. Now, don't forget to read through the whole devotional today. Make sure to think it and speak it. Your words are reshaping and rewiring your brain. It's happening. We're going to day 30 tomorrow. I'll see you then.